I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. 818-514-1202 is the number. 818-514-1202 is the number.
And you can also hit us up at our email. That's wewanttruth@att.net. And it's also truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And you can also catch us on Facebook and iTunes.
Yeah.
All right. And that beautiful voice you heard is our producer, Supreme Candace. How you doing?
I'm well. How's everybody today?
All right. How was everybody's week?
Man, my week was good, man. Had a pretty decent week. Can't complain at all.
Kind of hectic, but, you know, got through it. So
everybody get their Xmas shopping out the way.
Yeah, you know, it's easy to do Xmas shopping when you ain't getting nothing. Yep. How you doing? Merry Christmas. There you go. Yeah, it is.
All right. Before we jump into the terrible truth, we got some a couple of announcements to make. You know, what you had said during the first show that any type of comments or criticisms or whatever, if you like the show, if you don't like the show, that we were definitely going to read it. So we got our first batch.
Yes. The first comment we got was a negative one. The comment read, "Love the show, but can you get rid of the national anthem in the beginning?" You want to take that?
Yeah, no, that's kind of harsh. I mean, Don't you listen to the national anthem when you go to the Bulls game?
Yeah.
When you watch the Super Bowl? We're just trying to make sure that when you hear the national anthem, you think of the Truth Brothers.
And how mangled was that? I mean, we love the way he mangled through that one. It was beautiful. Did you hear that part with Brave? That's my favorite part right there. That's what gets the people going.
But we definitely appreciate your comment.
Yeah,
and,
no doubt.
And you never know what's going to happen with the national anthem.
And also, we had another comment just today because the Truth Brothers put on that page that we will be discussing Xmas, and a person took offense to that and said that I don't like the fact that the Truth Brothers use Xmas instead of saying Christmas. I guess we X-ing out Christ.
Right. Well, we're not meaning to, and we're not trying to denigrate anybody's religion or faith. I kind of put Xmas in there just to be as kind of a catch-all, because the second hour we're going to keep kind of light. We're not going to go to the bottom of the ocean this week. We're just going to kind of keep it light. So I kind of did it through the commercial way. That's all.
Yeah, we're not bashing anybody's religion or nothing like that. No, the Christians, Muslims, whatever.
Right.
It's hey, we family. Let's enjoy it family.
That's
happy
right.
Holidays, everyone.
That's right. It's Christmas Eve, and I'm sure everybody is nestled next to the fire, and they drinking eggnog and singing Christmas carols and having a real good time.
Right.
We're not going to come in and turn your table over. We want you to turn us on and listen to us. We want to be part of your Christmas tradition.
At least not right now. We're not gonna turn your table over now. Speaking of that, hey everybody over there, TT Niels, how y'all doing? I'll be there in a minute.
All right. Really. All right. Now with that out of the way, we are going to go into the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
And they are terrible.
That's right. And this portion of Truth Brothers is being brought to you by Conrad Murray Sleeping Pills. Sleep like a king.
That never gets old.
It doesn't. Oh, Michael, he never saw it coming.
Hey, he got the best rest he had in years.
And he still sleeps.
And he still sleeps.
Okay. First story of the night is O.J. Simpson beaten to a bloody pulp in racist prison attack.
What?
Well, who didn't see this? I know that.
O.J.?
Oh, the juice.
The juice got juice.
Juice got turned into pulp.
Yeah, there it is. Somebody done strained the juice. But anyway.
Oh, wow.
Shame football great O.J. Simpson was beaten unconscious in a racially motivated prison attack. According to a report. And a skinhead inmate is said to have kicked and punched Simpson to a bloody pulp after alleging overhearing him bragging about his sexual conquests of white women. The 63-year-old disgraced athlete spent 3 weeks in the hospital recovering from his injuries, said the National Enquirer. Prison authorities dismissed the claims of the assault at the Nevada Love Lock.
A Love Lock. Of course they did.
Nevada Love Lock Correctional Center. Where Simpson is
where we
serving.
Lock in your love.
Yeah, if they want to keep their.
Taking a whole bunch of different ways. But go ahead, proceed.
Don't want to keep your love locked down. But where Simpson is serving a nine year sentence for his role in an armed confrontation with memorabilia dealers in Las Vegas. Sources at the prison told TMZ that Simpson was not beaten and that he laughed his ass off to the report. As it was ridiculous, but the Enquirer has won the rights for this coverage of the Simpson murder trial and that ended in 1995, acquittal for murdering his wife Nicole Stanley.
Yeah,
blah, 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 blah. The juice just got beat up by a skinhead. There it is.
Now,
long story short.
Now, before anybody starts waving the great flag of white supremacy, you beat up a 63-year-old man. It's not a big feat.
But he's still juice.
They still harboring this thing about O.J., but whatever. We wasn't claiming O.J.
Nah, so. I'm just saying, at the end of the day, his roommate must have showed him his naked gun. He's
wow.
Like, what? That looks like a 33 and a third.
There you go, and a touchdown.
Juice. Yeah, I hit O.J. He tried to run. Yeah, I caressed the juice. So what?
There you go. Right.
Guess who's sleeping with the juice tonight? Me. That's who. Up top. Nobody.
Gave him some Sunny D.
Yep. Gave him some Sunny D. Yeah, we did it Buffalo Bills version. He likes it that way. Yeah. Why you think they covered Love Lock? There's no getting out once a million.
Okay. Let me push the button time in a minute. Come on.
For OJ. I don't think anybody's offended at OJ.
I'm
right.
Gonna rob you to get my stuff back that I
That's
sold.
We're gonna take my stuff back. Come on, guys. We got a bunch of 50-year-old men go gangster they stuff back. Whatever.
And rascals.
But since we on football and violence. Woman angered by Packers loss assaults daughter and husband.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
A 36-year-old Grand Chute woman flew into a drunken rage over the Packers loss Sunday and attacked her daughter and husband. The woman has been charged with child abuse and disorderly conduct. Notice it wasn't husband abuse.
No.
Just disorderly conduct on him.
We beat him.
Because he was a Chiefs fan.
There it is. I told you what was going to happen. No, put the skillet down.
The woman had been drinking and choked the girl during and after the Packers lost. She also broke a lamp, tossed her dinner on the floor, and tried to punch her husband in the face, according to the criminal complaint. All right.
Cheesehead country, baby.
Okay.
That's it.
Now, the daughter's been happy because, I mean, this was the Packers' first loss. Was they, what are they, 13 and like one?
One?
Right,
yeah.
So that's 13 weeks of just getting through it like that. This is great.
As long as they win, she
as
won't
long
beat
as they
me.
Win.
She was happy doing that wild card season last year, too. Like, whoo, glad they beat the Bears because we
right.
almost caught it.
Right.
But, yeah.
Could have been worse. She could be a Bears fan. That kid would be dead if she was a Bears fan.
Not really. Not by how they playing.
That's what I'm saying. If
right.
she goes
oh,
to the rage,
mom
right.
Was, oh, yeah.
If she was a Bears fan, it's family slain. by an overdose
Bears fan. Killed her, then killed herself.
Said, this is for Haney.
Wait till we get our Haneys on you.
Right. Anyway, yeah, but anyway, before we get off the football thing real quick, we want to send a speedy recovery to Johnny Knox, right, man. That was a vicious hit. We're glad he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
The prognosis looked good. They say he'll be back next year.
Yeah,
and he's going to be fine. So that's great. Did y'all see that hit?
Woo!
Yes. Yes.
I've never seen nobody kiss their calf before.
Right. Right.
Ooh, yeah.
You ever see that Popeye when Brutus took Popeye and scrunched him into an accordion and started playing him?
Yeah. But the bad part about it is his stomach was his outside nine. Like his head was at his calf muscle.
Yeah.
And he looked like a V.
He was turned around and was like, oh man, I missed a belt loop.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened. I'm missing the cleat at my heel.
Yeah, old Johnny.
Yeah, yeah, Knox got knocked.
Yeah, Knox got knocked around.
Speaking of that, we could just say this part of Truth Brothers is brought to you by Johnny Knox chiropractors.
They get the Knox out.
We get the Knox out. Poor Johnny, man.
They grabbed Johnny and said, hey, how do you tie Knox?
Yeah, that's pretty much
like
what
they
did. Let me show you. Call that Seahawk back over here. He's great at what he do. Okay, well, on that note, how about this one for you? Man goes to bar, robs bank, then returns to bar to finish the bill.
Wait.
Here's what's funny.
What's happening?
I saw that story. I was like, no, I bet you he got
that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you know I has that one.
Wait, repeat that again.
Okay, let me run that by you. Man goes to a bar, mm-hmm. robs bank, then returns to bar to finish beer. It gets better. A Tampa Bay area man. Now, here's what's crazy. Remember last show when we was talking about the guy who stole the lady's car?
Yep.
Tampa Bay.
Remember the lady that got beat up over toes?
Tampa Bay.
Florida. Yep.
It's
in the water.
It got to be. Know a lot of crazy people in Tampa Bay.
That BP water.
There it is.
Okay.
We bring the sludge to your sink. Anyway, a Tampa Bay area man ordered a beer at a bar, left to rob a nearby bank, then came back to finish his drink, authorities say.
Because he didn't want to get warm.
Of course. Who wants? Don't you? Haven't you watched the Coors commercial when the train comes through your living room?
There you go.
Okay.
And he figured he's going to catch that train.
Of course. John Robin Whittle, 52, was arrested at the Hayloaf Bar in Port Richey and on Thursday afternoon, according to the Pasco County Sheriff Police. Deputies allege he's the man who robbed the Wells Fargo Bank branch earlier. A bartender told investigators that Whittle ordered a beer, disappeared for about 30 minutes, and then returned for his drink. He must be good.
That's right. Let me get a course. I'll be right back. No,
like,
keep it there.
30 minutes to rob a beer. He must have watched
the drive-thru.
Yeah, it is. Or he watched the inside man like four times.
Right.
That is awesome. But basically, WTSP reported that deputies spotted a man who fit the robber's description a few doors down at the Hayloft Bar about 10 minutes after the crime was reported. Whittle remained in jail near early Friday on $10,000 bond. No attorney has been enlisted for him. Yeah, I didn't know beers cost that much. You got to go down the street and rob a bank.
Not a matter of costing that much. He had to get a little courage in him. And yeah, okay, I could do this.
Yeah, right.
I could do this now.
That is funny, man. I feel bad for the brother, though, man.
All right.
Cool.
Andre Curry, devastated by charges. Dad accused of posing Facebook photo of duct tape child.
I saw that.
I probably figured you did.
Mm.
All right, Chicago. A father who allegedly posted a photo of his daughter bound with duct tape on Facebook is devastated by the charges against him. He's devastated.
Yep, it was a joke.
And for those who know, the young father reportedly said the whole thing was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Andre Curry, 21, was ordered and held on $100,000 bail Wednesday after the photo of his daughter with blue duct tape on her hands, legs, and mouth surfaced on Facebook earlier this week. Curry was charged with aggravated domestic battery, and the Department of Children and Family Services has launched an investigation. The police told the Associated Press that Curry posted the photo on his Facebook page with the words, I'm going to read this verbatim now.
Okay.
This is Woot Happens Queen, my baby hits me back. What is spelled W-U-T?
Oh, okay, my bad.
W-U-T. When is W-E-N?
Yeah. And I'm 21.
With a baby. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the girl's like, she's like got a pink jacket on or something.
Yeah.
I saw that, man.
And she's tied up, like, and with duct tape.
You know how
duct tape hurts?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been in positions where that came into play, but I don't want to get into that.
I know. That's last week's episode.
There you go. But, nah, man, all in all, man, yeah, I saw that, and I didn't want to, because that kind of, it had me a certain way, and
yeah,
I didn't.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
A complete idiot. Despite the disturbing natures of the photo, Curry's lawyer told CNN Thursday that his client will be vindicated. It is our belief that after the investigation by the state and DCFS, is concluded, Andre Curry will be vindicated, the assistant public defender said.
But you know what's the bad part about it is? He will be let go. It won't. Charges will stick against him.
It probably was just a stupid joke, but
right.
You're not being a responsible parent.
No doubt.
Duct taping your child and placing it on Facebook.
No doubt.
But he was trying to show, the little kid hit me, I'm going to show you. And he probably meant it as a ha-ha, but it was stupid.
It was
very
stupid. I mean, I don't understand why. And who? Well, I don't know how. Unless the daughter was okay with it, like, yeah, daddy, I'm a duck.
No, the kid is two.
No, she looked like she was three.
No, she was two.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there it is. But all in all, man, I looked at that and I saw that. You know, I got daughters, and I don't like that. That touched me in the wrong way right there, and I didn't feel that at all.
Yeah, it was rather dumb. It was rather dumb. And partially, I kind of want to chalk it up to being young and dumb. But at the same time, you know, a lot of you younger parents out there, y'all can't afford to be this naive and stupid.
No doubt.
You're having babies. You're young. You're going to have to start growing up a lot faster than you might think you need to. But the responsibility you have towards that child, you can't afford to be that goofy.
No doubt,
right.
Man. Because I mean,
that's absolutely true.
Yeah, because dude, if that could have went wrong so many ways,
yeah, it could have.
That could have turned out.
I mean, just taking the duct tape off could have just tore skin off.
Right,
baby skin is very delicate.
Right,
and duct tape, man. You know, people repair cars with duct tape.
No doubt.
You know, Man, my mom used to could repair anything with duct tape. Duct tape could fix anything.
There you go.
And you don't do that to your kid.
You
got to be smarter
than that, man. I mean, I don't know if he's the custodial parent or not, but if he is, that's detrimental because if the mom wants the kid back, you pretty much serving it up on the platter.
Well, yeah, I won't even get that deep into it.
No, I'm just saying,
parent,
though.
Period. Whether you the custodian, parent, period.
No,
you can't afford to be that dumb. And let me give you a little bit of advice. Just a little truth brotherly advice from the truth brothers. Stop posting every harebrained scheme you get on Facebook.
That's not your yeah.
Stop posting every thought you
every
got
move
on
you make.
Facebook.
Every move you make.
It's not bright.
Here's the thing. Stop getting in confrontational wars on Facebook. Stop. Here's the thing. Here's the thing about Facebook which kills me. And I know I have a lot of Facebook people that's listening. If you do this, then I'm not necessarily picking you to talk about. I'm just saying. People would write a status about somebody who can't see the status. Like, why are you writing it to begin with?
Because they use it. That's their diary now. But
I got
be.
You.
Your diary, is your every thought shouldn't be posted before the whole world. It's
I
not
feel
bright.
You, but the reason I said it is, the people who you got to have a mutual friend who knows you and that person that you quote unquote have beef with. So if you have beef with this person, whoever knows you two is going to be like, go take what you just posted. Hey, did you see what blah, blah, blah just posted on his or her page? And she coming at you like this. You need to say something. And then it's like, it's stupid. So if you got, man, it's all in all, it's dumb. Stop doing that. Stop putting your family business on Facebook. It's entertainment, people, but we're laughing at your expense. You're making yourself look dumb.
Exactly. What he thought was a joke, he didn't realize he was the butt of the joke.
Right, exactly. And even if he wasn't the joke, you're playing your daughter.
Right.
You're playing your daughter to be a joke, which that's not cool. Why would you play your child to be a joke? It's ha-ha on me or it's ha-ha on her. But either way, it was stupid. You don't look like a man. You look like a fool. I hope they get you, but I doubt that they will. So there you go.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back in 60 seconds with more Truth Brothers Radio.
Yeah. Come on.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hey yo, my silent moments, loud as the crack of thunder. My hunger like the crocodile that attacks a hunter. It ain't commercial or underground, it's true. Cause I'm call a skill, call a game, call a glow, call my name. Like the law, all the veins, screaming like you all in pain. Treat it like a drug, all up in your veins, huh? Yeah. We make the square dance. And get the...
It's been a long time.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Follow procedures. The crowd couldn't wait to see this. Nobody been this long awaited since Jesus. Who wouldn't believe this? I heard the word on the street is I'm still one of the deepest on the mic since Adidas. They said I changed the times from the rhymes that I thought of. So I made some order, put the new world in order with mathematics. Put your status above the average and help you rappers make paragraphs with graphics. From school days to dawning.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back with more Terrible Truth. Now, we jump from OJ being locked up to Floyd Money Mayweather gets 90 days after domestic violence charge.
All right.
The boxer.
Yikes.
It's happening in Las Vegas. Boxer Floyd Mayweather Jr. was sentenced Wednesday to 90 days in the Las Vegas jail after pleading guilty to a reduced battery domestic violence charge and no contest to two harassment charges. The 34-year-old Mayweather also was ordered to complete 100 hours of community service and pay a $2,500 fine. The plea, but he's money, Mayweather.
That's nothing. That's right.
The plea deal avoids trial on felony allegations that the undefeated prize fighter hit his ex-girlfriend, threatened two of their children during an argument at her home in September of 2010. Prosecutor Lisa Luzowicz, but I guess she won't lose.
Yeah, she's going to lose this one.
Lisa Luzowicz told Justice of the Peace Melissa Saragosa that Mayweather had been in trouble before and hasn't been punished. This is Lisa Luzowicz talking here. He just continuously gets himself into trouble and he is able to get himself out of it. Essentially, it is because he is who he is and is able to get away with everything. The only thing that's going to get this man's attention is incarceration, because everybody knows jail is what gets a black man's attention. You didn't know? Guess not. Mayweather stood still in a striped olive vest and showed no reaction when the judge imposed the sentence and took him, he must report to Clark County Jail January 6th. Mayweather's lawyer, Karen Wickle, said he may appeal and what she called an unusual sentence. That's pretty much it.
Oh, there you go. You know what? 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202. Look, basically, stop beating on your girl. You're not proving anything. Beating on your girl. And
here's the thing. You're a boxer,
argue.
Dog.
Right.
You're right.
You know your hands are devastating. You know this.
Here's the thing. I don't want to. Look, he's innocent until proven guilty. But I'm guessing that something happened. He did something or whatever. And it's not his girl. It was his baby mom's. And we all know that that situation can get out of hand. But you can't. Right now, I got to give it to the man. Pound for pound, you're the best boxer in the game right now. I give you that. Now, because of that, you can't go around putting your hands on people.
That's right.
You can't
do
that.
You got to have more discipline than that. And, I mean, you got to be – walk away. Leave.
Yeah.
I know a lot of – matter of fact, I sure wish a female would call in right now, because I would love to hear what they got to say about this next statement. But let's be honest. Sometimes women try to push that button where they want to provoke a response like that.
No doubt. It's not cool.
Don't do that. Don't put yourself or anybody else in a position where they could be hurt like that. You know what he could do if Floyd got serious? Yeah, he
man.
He could design a punch that'll wreck your liver. Man,
oh, this the Floyd live equivalent.
There you go, man.
All in all, man, yeah, the whole domestic violence thing is really, really out of hand too, man. Because I mean, but you got to look at it. Certain things that females do push your button, and there's certain things that they can do where they know it's a line that they can get to where it's either you either gonna do something that's gonna get you messed up, or you're not gonna do nothing at all.
Right.
So you can't play that card.
You gotta take the higher road and every walk
time,
away. You got to.
Yeah.
You got to. You can't afford not to.
Yeah, you got to take his anger out on dude that's been asking him for Pacquiao. Take his anger out on Pacquiao. That's
right.
What you got to do.
But
Floyd.
I mean, you just, man, that's just, I hate to hear those stories, man, because
I mean,
I don't like to see no women getting hit at all, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's
and like
right.
I said, I mean, at the same time, women got to stop being so aggressive. There are a lot of aggressive that just try to fight, man. I remember me and my wife went to Great America a couple of years back, man, and there was just this group of like four women going in and out of the line, just, and it was like a high school trip.
Right.
So they was all, you know, the gang, they were just punking dudes left and right.
But you know
punking
what?
Them.
It's not about, I don't think that they were punking them. I think
no,
the dudes just showed more.
No, dude, they were punking them. They were moving them out of line, pushing them, just jumping. You know how when you were a kid, you jump at the dude
and
like, hey,
see if they're gonna flinch.
They were doing all of this,
but that's
all
what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. Maybe the dudes were just like, man, I don't want no beef.
Well, of course.
That's what I'm saying. That's what
you
I mean.
Know, right.
I mean, like they just was like, man, let them go, because they will. You got the smallest, shortest girl, or the thinnest, that will look at a dude 6'9" and be like, you know what? If you don't move, I'm going to punch you in your gut. And dude is like,
right,
are you serious? But he does it anyway, just like, because it's, you don't get no, you don't, it's like,
you're
you don't,
gonna,
you
right,
don't blame the retard for slobbing on your food. That's
right.
What I'm saying.
You can't win. Punching the girl is only going to make you look worse.
Right, exactly.
Worse.
You don't blame the retard for punching on your food. That's all I'm saying.
That chicken. Oh, don't worry.
Yeah, somebody get this boy a bib, please. I'm just saying. And what is that smell?
Yeah.
Who changed
all
Rufus'
right.
diaper?
We're sorry.
Okay, so moving right along. Isaiah Johnson charged with assault after karaoke brawl in Ohio.
Oh, yeah, because we take it serious.
Police in Ohio say a disgruntled karaoke performer. That is a professional way of just saying some dude that got up there and grabbed the mic.
Yeah, because he's professional.
Right.
How hard
it is. Started throwing punches in a Sandusky club.
Mm.
Ooh, I hope that is not.
Trap doors for everybody. Trap doors and
showers.
That ain't
a Penn State club.
Yeah, it is.
Sandusky club slugging three victims in the face after bargoers booed him off stage December 20th.
That's what he get for singing some Kanye up at that club.
All right. Isaiah Johnson, 20, hadn't been singing for long when the crowd at Jack Cabana's club turned against him.
Mm-hmm.
WNOW reports. Amidst the boos, Johnson allegedly slammed the microphone on the ground, prompting the bar staff to toss him out of the venue, according to the Sandusky Register. Oh, that's the town. Sandusky is the town.
So everybody's there.
Yeah, I hope not.
but
Johnson hadn't sung his swung song yet, investigators say. He returned to the venue and allegedly punched members of the crowd who once tried to force him to leave. The brawl spread into the streets where police arrived and took him into custody.
Well,
officers determined that the suspect was under the influence of intoxicants. That's a fancy way of saying the fool was drunk.
Yeah, I just...
Right.
Whatever. That's what gets the people going.
Johnson has been charged with 3 counts of assault, persistent disorderly conduct for returning to the venue after being asked to leave.
That's called criminal trespass. Anyway, trust me, I know about that. Now I was playing. But, yeah, that's what happened, man. They take it. I'm surprised a bunch of Asians wasn't in there kicking karate kicks. They takes that serious, though.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Is karaoke,
it's a cult.
Is karaoke that serious?
It is, dude. I can't. I'm not even joking. Like, I was out one time, and a friend of mine was like, "Hey, man, let's go to this karaoke bar." I'm like, "Yeah, I thought that's just something you do at the house holidays. You get the little speaker with the mic, and y'all sing.
Right,
you sing old Temptations
songs.
That's what we do
at my family house. On Thanksgiving, they'll get together, bring out the little and all the kids get to sing and all of that. Yeah. And
you get your old Isley Brothers on. But, dude, you go to a club where they actually do this. Oh, it's people come up there with get-ups, wigs, and they take it dead serious. Like, it's a cult. I didn't know.
Has anybody here ever sang karaoke in a club?
I want to.
Me and my little brother did at Navy Pier a long time ago.
I said, I want to.
You want to?
I thought that would be fun.
Yep.
I do.
Cool. Okay, we're going to arrange a Truth Brothers night at the Sandusky Bar.
Get up there and say, girls, we run this. All that.
All right.
Beyonce.
We run this town tonight. Yeah.
Get the Rihanna and Chris going. But no, man, a long time ago, me and my brother actually was Navy Pier, and we sung the old, in the jungle, the magic jungle,
the lion sleeps tonight.
Yeah, we sung that up there, but all he did was go by Weemba Way, and I had the lyrics. So then he ran real fast after it was over. But we was younger at that time, though. Shout out to little brother. But yeah, that it didn't go well at all. I mean, we got cheered, but
right. But that ain't well. Yeah, I mean, when you're 20 and you get up there, see, that's probably what he sang.
Yeah,
at 20, and it just didn't go over with the crowd too well.
He tried to. Yeah, some song was you was Mexican Book Club. They take that Ricky Martin all that serious, man.
I guess so.
So,
but okay. Well, no, we gonna go ahead and pay some more bills. We're gonna get into this commercial break, and then we'll be wrapping up the Terrible Truth news.
After this.
Truth Brothers Radio.
We don't want no weapon. No weapon. Don't need no ammunition.
No ammunition.
It's killing up the nation.
Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio.
We have a flat tire.
How do I tie a bow tie again?
What's the fastest way to Hartford Hospital?
Tell my wife I'm going to be 30 minutes late.
Tell my husband I'm not surprised.
Tell my wife if she has a problem with my work schedule, she's more than welcome to get a job of her own.
Tell my husband that I do just as much work as he does.
Tell my wife that if watching Ellen is a job, she should get a promotion.
Message from your husband. I appreciate you.
Bullshit. What did he actually say?
Please don't drag me into this.
Siri, call my husband.
Siri, ignore the call from my bitch wife.
Tell my husband that he said he'd respect my choice to stay at home with our child.
Tell my wife I would, but she can't even get around to washing his overalls.
Did you want me to search for a flower shop nearby?
Tell my husband that at least when I sit on the washing machine, I come.
Send my wife this picture and ask her if the washing machine is
the only thing you've been sitting on lately. Oh dear.
Ask my husband what he means by that.
Tell my wife I think she knows.
Hey, look. I googled anger management technique.
Tell my husband to think very carefully before he says whatever he's about to say.
Ask my wife if she's fucking Jim McPherson.
Tell my husband how dare he.
Tell my wife that's not an answer.
Is it my fault?
Tell my husband that I will not answer that.
Ask my wife if she's fucking Jim McPherson.
Searching for a place to hide.
Tell my husband he wishes it was just Jim McPherson.
I don't want to.
Tell him.
Please don't make me.
Do it.
Send my wife directions to hell!
Yeah! Say goodbye to the most amazing iPhone yet.
I'd like to make a request.
Which one is it, baby?
Truth Brothers Radio.
Radio.
It got real sexy in there, man. I need to put my pants back on. What is going on over here?
Oh, my God.
Put this pant, put box.
No one is without pants. Let's make that clear.
But this is brought to you by Jim McPherson's washing machine. We get the lot. We get your overalls clean. Man, did that just get sexy? It McPherson's washing machines.
Oh man,
I'll wash them. When you need me to get in there, call a Fisman.
Oh, you stupid.
All right, yeah. True Brothers Radio, y'all.
You are an idiot.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I missed the belt loop. Where's Johnny Knox?
All right.
Go ahead, man. Do your thing. True Brothers Radio.
You done brought the funny, and I got a story that ain't so funny.
Here we go. More danger.
All right.
Let me did this first, but go ahead. Now, go ahead. I'm just
you sure?
Yeah. Cause
okay.
Unless this not the last one.
No,
go ahead.
Yeah, let me just do this.
Yeah, because
Congressman apologizes for criticizing Michelle Obama
for having a
large posterior.
Mom, go ahead.
Yeah. A Republican congressman from Wisconsin has offered a personal apology to First Lady Michelle Obama after he was overheard in an airport criticizing her large posterior.
Oh.
Jim Sossenbrenner was overheard loudly complaining on the phone in a Delta lounge at Reagan National Airport outside of Washington about Obama's healthy food initiative. He's an ass.
Total ass.
According to reporters, which first reported the lawmaker's remarks, Sossenbrenner was recounted in a recent conversation he had at a church event in Wisconsin. Obama, Sossenbrenner said loudly, lectures us on eating right while she has a large posterior herself. This is
yeah.
So
yeah, because we all said that's the sacred cow.
Right. True Brothers only have one sacred cow on this show, and that's the First Lady. You will respect the First Lady.
Everybody else, you can do whatever you want. Don't care who you say to, who or what you say to anybody else. You can't disrespect the First Lady. That's our rule. But finish your story, man.
Yeah. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Sossenbrenner made a similar remark at a Wisconsin church. He was referencing on his phone call, telling attendants there that Obama has a big butt. Oh, I'm gonna just drop kick this.
Well,
the Wisconsin lawmaker, who must be noted, is a bit round himself, sent a personal
what?
Yeah. Oh, you ain't never saw a picture? Fucker. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There it is.
I'm sorry.
There it is. Because we all know the GOPs. That one.
We here at the True Brothers do apologize for any inappropriate remarks that were made and will be made during this broadcast.
In case you haven't saw a picture of this guy, he is
a round
Caucasian,
one.
Round, gray-haired, before diabetics, after diabetes, looking dude, right?
Right.
It's crazy. Yeah, he's a Sossenbrenner bucker.
This fat joker got one foot in the grave and got the nerve to be talking about somebody because she wants Americans to eat healthy.
And then she got the she teamed. Well, go ahead, finish your story.
Yeah,
we'll get into that
real
later.
Yeah. In a statement to reporters, the lawmaker reiterated his apology. I regret my inappropriate comments. And,
but I still mean them.
Right. To the First Lady apologizing, he said. Right. A spokesman for Obama did not respond to a request for comment.
You don't indulge in ignorance.
Yeah. This is not the first time Republicans have mentioned the First Lady's looks in criticizing her campaign to end obesity.
She's not.
Rush Limbaugh. I know.
That, I know. Go ahead.
That's
I know. I know. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Rush Limbaugh, another
fat round
cracker.
Limbaugh.
Right. Trashed the initiative, suggesting Obama doesn't physically appear to practice what she preaches.
And neither do you, you fat round. Anyway, long story short, Miss Obama also teamed up with Beyonce and made a workout. She actually took one of Beyonce's songs,
right.
Got with Beyonce and made a workout slide with that. She also got thousands of kids to come to the White House and work out on their lawn.
Mm-hmm.
She also has a fitness DVD that she's supposed to be coming out with. So
and she's also worked with Walmart and McDonald's
to get a healthier
menu. To get a healthier menu into their stores and restaurants.
So, first off, I'm trying to watch my language here.
Right, because she's also with the Play 60 campaign.
Yeah, for the NFL. Yeah, and she also did it with Nickelodeon
and Major League Baseball. Her and pitcher from the White Sox,
Mark Burley.
Mark Burley did a series of commercials over the summer about eating healthy and being more active.
Yeah. And the thing is, man, one, if you haven't saw Michelle Obama, she's not fat. She's not big. She's a healthy, beautiful woman. Period, point blank. That's all it is to it.
And
the fact that you fat guys are sitting down or making laws or whatever or hosting your idiotic show, and you see these thin, petite women don't have no curves who's borderline skeletons, and you say, now that's beauty.
Right. Now,
Who don't want cocaine on their nose to make you feel like you're doing good?
Right. Now, this goes far deeper than just criticizing her for the Eat Healthy campaign. This is psychological type warfare. First of all, your Sachsenbrenner or Rush Limbaugh's, whatever their vision or of beauty is, that's their fat business.
Keep her name out your mouth.
First of all, black people are not made like white people. White people aren't made like Asians, and so on and so forth. So for you to project your Barbie doll image on somebody, we're not going for that no more.
Mm-hmm.
We'll determine on who we find.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
That's right.
So if you don't find her attractive, that's your business. If you think, but the thing is, when you say, okay, Miss Obama isn't fit, you better have your stuff.
Yeah.
And you better have your stuff in order.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
You sitting there, you got a lot of nerve trying to call her large, and your fat butt can't do 2 minutes on a treadmill.
Not two. But, yeah, that'll get you. Yeah, you know what? It's crazy that I saw that story and I said, I know you'll have that. That's what's crazy. That's True Brothers Radio, man.
Yeah, 818-514-1202. What are your feelings about Michelle Obama? I believe she represents us
very well.
I believe
she represents women very well. She carries herself as a lady. She doesn't appear like she takes no crap. And all in all, if you're going to come to her, which this is what makes me believe that Barack is a strong dude, because she's not a weak woman at all.
No.
So she's raised outside of the shy, baby. So she knows toughness. So all in all, man, if you have any ideas or if you have an opinion of Michelle Obama, good or bad, we would love to hear it. That's 818-514-1202.
That's right. And I just don't, I mean, like I say, this goes back to, they've been trying to attack President Obama through Michelle since he's gotten in office. Remember when the first 6 months he got in the office, one of the hosts for a right-wing talk show tried to call them trash.
And they called
Mrs. Obama trash because she talked to kids about getting straight A's in school.
Yeah. Yeah, like, because we're not supposed to want to learn at all. Everybody's supposed to just sit down and say, hey, this is our role. Where's the watermelon and the chicken?
Right.
Because we love life.
Right. But just like I say, this
stupid,
strikes back at this. This is a psychological strike. Remember, this is the same fat white joker who 100 years ago would have been criticizing calling black women fat. But in the midnight hour, tiptoe down, right to have a little fun.
It's
the same thing. We don't believe you beautiful in the light, but boy, in the dark, we just love you so much. Now you can take that and you can cram it up your fat behind you.
Yeah, we're going there, but it's all in all, man. See, the thing is, they want that. I don't want to say necessarily every Caucasian or whatever, but
But we're talking about the GOP.
I got you. But I'm just saying all in general, they would see that and say, man, that's an attractive, voluptuous woman and want that, but the only way they can say, I can't have that, so I'm gonna say something about it. That's what it is. He wants Michelle Obama.
Well, I ain't gonna go that deep,
get him hog hand. Whatever.
Yeah, he needs a smack.
He needs to get slapped up.
Yeah, he needs
smack
to get smacked
orphanage.
Up. I am tired of them. Look, if you disagree with President Obama's policy,
no problem.
Cool, let's sit down and talk about it. Call this show, do whatever you like, mm-hmm. get it out there. I have no problems with you criticizing the president's
policies.
We got some policies that we don't necessarily agree with.
Sure.
But keep Michelle Obama out your mouth.
Keep
because
her and
I seem to recall that the First Lady Bush, who looked like the Quaker Oats man, nobody was saying anything about her.
And she killed a man. She did. She ran
all
over
right.
a dude a long time. She did. She
okay,
killed a man. Laura Bush.
I'm not talking about Laura Bush. I'm talking about Barbara Bush. But no one said nothing about Laura Bush, you know, getting tipsy in the White House because her husband was an idiot.
They're all on crack. Whatever.
So,
they're all
yeah,
on crack.
That just
always saying here the truth, brothers, bro. I'm going to be honest with you. Keep Michelle Obama out your mouth. Keep their daughters out your mouth, and everything is cool. That's
right.
It.
If policies, holler at us.
Right. If there are policies that you don't agree with Mr. Obama or President Obama have, holler at the truth, brothers. Talk to us, 818-514-1202. We will gladly discuss this with you. If you have problems with his laws or whatever he's passing and his ideas and his vision and where he wants to go down the Obama road, call the truth, brothers. But keep Michelle Obama and their daughters out your mouth. That's all we're saying.
Seriously.
We're going to leave it at that.
Seriously.
It can't get dangerous.
If you disagree, first of all, how can you disagree with a healthy eating initiative? That in its face, because Sarah Palin had ran stupid stuff out of her mouth. Telling, you know what, she shouldn't tell us how to eat, so everybody should go to McDonald's and order all the fast food that they can. She said all kind of ridiculous comments.
How can you tell us how to eat? I know how to eat. You grab a fork. You grab a fork and a knife and you eat. That's just how you do it. That everybody knows how to eat. You idiot. That's not what she was saying. Kill yourself. That's where I'm at, man. Because that kills me.
It's so disrespectful and it's so tacky.
You fat round. Anyway, look.
Yeah.
We're gonna go on to this next story before I have to make a call. Anyway, release of Air Jordans leads to shoppers being trampled and pepper sprayed.
Oh, here we go.
What?
Yeah, get it in. Y'all didn't know yesterday was Mike Day. Anyway,
no.
Friday was a big day for sneaker collectors across the country with the release of the Air Jordans, with the release of the Air Jordan Concords across the country. Excuse me.
Those are the new Air Jordans. They got Concords.
Yeah, Concords, Air Jordan 11.
So, what, you going to dunk faster than the speed of sound or something?
Some handled the big better than others. The sneak modeled after the Air Jordan 11s. Excuse me, just so you guys know, these Jordans came out in 1995. They just re-released.
So these are retro shoes.
These are retro. Dude,
they
trample
people.
They're dirty.
But I still have
a pair of these.
Over 10-year-old shoes.
All the last ones that came out that have been new supposedly have been re-released. They've already been released. There are no new joys, no new colors, no nothing. They're just re-released of the old shoe. But you build the hype up around them like, hey, live like Disney do with their movies.
Right.
Hey, if you don't get it now, it's going back in the vault. No, I'm just going to eBay buy it. How about that?
Right.
The sneaker model after Air Jordan 11 is what Mike Jordan during his playing days led to some crazy scenes across the country as shoppers were trampled and rushed and rushes. Police were found to use pepper spray in California. Shots were reportedly fired. MSNBC.com reports that the Yaddo Mall, some 20 shoppers were pepper sprayed for fighting with other shoppers, and one person was arrested.
Old gym shoe.
Not just a shoe, Jordans.
Well, there you go.
Not just these are Jordans. In other locations across the country, mobs of shoppers who had waited overnight burst through store entrances. But whoever wrote this spelled store, S-T-O-O-R.
Well, there you go. Stora.
Store entrances across the property damage. Store entrances causing property damage in stores. Spelled that right. While the shoe retails for $200, they're sold on eBay for more than $600. Which is true.
I mean, first of all, if you paid $600 for a gym shoe, you are a moron. But you know what? I tell you what. We got a caller here. Let's get the caller on. Hey, caller, what's going on? You're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Justice.
Yeah, how you doing, man? What's your comment?
I just wanted to weigh in on this Jordan thing. Yeah, this is
this is historical. I mean,
yeah. So you went to get your Jordans and they got you.
When Pat Ewing came out and when he came into the NBA, a big splash. He opened up he had his own shoe company called Ewing's, and he was selling those shoes for $29.
Right.
They had another brother there from Michigan. He tried to establish a company. And Michael Jordan doesn't have to capitalize off these kids like this, selling them $200.
Nah, he really don't. You got a point.
He could set the tone. He could shut this down tomorrow if he wanted to. If he had any kind of morals, he could shut this whole thing down and say, listen, you ain't going to make these people. I don't know if he has a problem with his father getting killed or whatever, and he feels he has in the world beyond this stuff, but he needs to put an end to this. I mean, he doesn't really contribute a lot to Chicago and what's going on, and more open for that matter. But he has a mean streak in him for some reason, as Michael Jordan.
Okay,
let
me ask you a question real
sir.
Quick. Just playing devil's advocate real quick. Should we put this on Jordan, or should we put this on people who value a gym shoe to the point that they would mob over one another? Because maybe Nike didn't do anything special than any other company would do around Christmas time to put out a new product so they could give as gifts. But do you think that they really intended for people to start looking at one another and doing
strategy.
All this stuff?
If you look at their strategy, Nike as a company, they capitalize off the they sell to a certain demographic. You can't sell those shoes in suburbia. You have to sell those in a certain demographic. They attack it, and that's the whole strategy. They perpetuate all this confusion. I don't care what anyone says. Nike, they're more or less the devil themselves. I mean, them people, they like this stuff. I mean, they're putting us in a situation. I mean, you don't have, like, I see your point. You don't have to you don't have to submit to their kind of behaviors and go out there and. I mean, myself, I would never buy that stuff for me.
Right,
and,
that's what I'm saying. They,
and I'm
going
to be honest,
putting this hype out, but
I used to capitalize off that trend, and I felt real guilty about it. I used to have like a hip hop apparel store, and I seen the mentality, and I just looked into things, and I seen the behaviors, and I said, I'm contributing to this madness, and I'm not going to do it anymore.
Right, no problem. And they also, another thing that's crazy about that, and you also have a. The thing about that is they only released 100 pair. They only released 100
pair.
Right. Yeah.
They created the market, the pandemonium, because these are supposed to be like collector's items. And when you only release 100, you're trying to create a collector's item.
And they sell them at Watts in Harlem
and
Oakland.
And where they released Compton, Watts, Harlem.
So let me ask you, caller, where are you calling from?
I live in Boston.
You're calling from Boston. All right.
Big up Boston.
All right, man.
I tell you, go Red Sox. I'm a White Sox fan.
There's a lot of confusion over here, but I mean, that's a good topic there. And plus the first lady stuff there. Where people feel they can just throw out these comments nowadays. I mean, that's not the only incident. There's been a whole lot of things that happen. I mean, even those people that were capable of walking up in there, Cavalier. Were like, hey, I'm here. How many other presidents in the past have there been an incident where somebody walked in there unannounced, hand to hand with the president of this country? I mean, that's unacceptable.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely right. And thank you for the call, man. Call the Truth Brothers again.
Appreciate it.
But yeah, man, like he said, man, I did not know they only released 100. So you're trying to create a collector's item. Yes. So you are trying to cause this type
of
pandemonium.
Think about it like this. One. Jordan's shoes were released before this, around April, May, around those times, right?
Yeah, you got to school me up on that.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you something, man. I ain't broke my neck to buy a shoe since I was maybe 10.
Well, let me learn you. That's what we say now. Let me learn.
All right.
Now, one, Jordan's shoes were usually released right before the summertime or September, whatever, around when school was about to start, sometime around that time, right? Now, why all of a sudden you release a shoe only with a limited amount of pair around Christmas? They did that.
You're absolutely right.
They did that because they knew for a fact
they
the shoe's going to sell. And the thing is, you built the hype around a shoe that's already been released.
Right. And so, when you said that a guy was trying to sell it on eBay for $600, I thought it was funny. Like, why would you sell it for? But if you only release it 100, of course the markup you can make on that, because it's a collector's item already.
Right.
And to do that and to cause this type of pandemonium. pandemonium and dangerous situation is just plain irresponsible, man. And bad on Jordan for that too. You got to lay that at his doorstep because it's his shoe.
At the end of the day, though, do you really blame Jordan? Though, I mean, not to the point of okay, hey, it's my shoe, so oh well. Like I give you a prime example. Stephon Marbury.
Mm-hmm.
Stephon Marbury came out with the Starberry shoes, right? And people were going up to Stephon like, thank you, finally a shoe we can afford. We appreciate you and everything like that. And he tried to pull Ben Wallace in over there. He tried to pull Al Harrington, all of these people to wear the Protégés and all these other shoes.
And
so
they said...
But they were cool with it. Everybody was cool, and they were like, hey, man, you know, whatever. We're good. Like, the Ben Wallace shoe came out when he was playing here for the Bulls.
Okay.
And they sold. But the thing is, you clown the Ben Wallace shoes. They're all NBA players.
Mm-hmm.
You clown the Ben Wallace shoes. You clown the Starberries. You clown the Al Harrington.
Right.
But a dude that don't play in the league no more.
You will
break
sprayed,
your neck.
Pepper sprayed for.
So,
hey, I remember I took me some heat because I used to take my son when he was little. He wanted Jordan. And I'm like, I don't know about that, but these Shaqs over here are on sale.
Shaq's another
and
one.
And I said, hey, if someone says something, Shaq got rings too. I don't want to hear it.
That's all it
is. I don't want to hear it.
And that's exactly
I am not
going to
get
is.
My lights cut off for you to have
Jordan.
Jordan it's not going to happen.
I see a new
advertising.
A new advertising lady.
Right.
But
yeah, I just it's irresponsible and what you were just saying about do you really blame Jordan? Yeah, I believe you do because I'm gonna put it like this: if someone comes up to us and say, "Hey, we want to come out with the Truth Brothers shoe," if they're gonna put our name on it, we want to make sure we're gonna have a hand in the decision making of every aspect of that shoe, how it's designed, where is it going to be made. I don't want little poor Asian kids making my shoes.
You don't want it out of Huffington Tears?
No. If you got to do it in Taiwan, we can't do it. If you want to put a factory in Harvey, I'm cool with it.
Okay.
I want to – if you bring jobs and opportunity
when your souls,
to people.
When your souls don't snap on all the way right, don't blame
me. No, I don't believe that.
I'm just playing.
Besides that, there's a Ford plant in Ford's Heights.
Yeah.
So it's being made there, and the wheels ain't falling off of Ford. It wouldn't fall off if they was made in Harvey.
Why not? Toyota brakes didn't stop. I got you. I'm just moving forward without stopping.
Anyway, we're gonna wrap up this little segment here. Let's go ahead and go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're gonna jump into the second half of Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
The new moon rode high in the crown of the metropolis, shining like who on top of this? People was tussling, arguing and bustling. Gangsters are gods, so I'm hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling with words and ideas. My ears is pricked, seeking what will transmit, describe, and apply for transcript. Yo, this ain't no time where they use you on a suit of
arms. Truth Brothers Radio.
It's not about anything else.
Go to your room and lock the door. Cause when you try it once, you won't try it some more. Time doesn't matter and that's a fact. It might be small, but it's a big impact. But you're not, but you're not. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust the nuts. Lightly dust it and pour it well. Enjoy yourself, we won't count. Everybody does it, they like it a lot. Just don't get caught. It takes a few minutes if you don't delay. Take your time, make your life so day.
Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of cold nuts and bust a nut. Lightly toast it and pour it well.
Enjoy yourself, we won't count.
Corn nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors. Bust a nut at a convenience store.
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord of the Rings. All night and day central. Follow me now. Listen. Say hi, Dick. Get your rolling hip hop. Say Jay Rolls. Get your rolling hip hop. Read the position. Say you're rolling hip hop. Say Black Dog. Come to rock it up. From the first to the last of it. Delivery is
happening. True. True. Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers.
Bust the nuts. That's what we do.
Get all 818-514-1202 is the number. 818-514-1202.
Yes. I would say y'all to hit us up when we want truth at att.net. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F. I would tell y'all to do that, but we over here busting nuts. That's
okay. And after you're done, you can then go on to Facebook or iTunes.
Let me pull my phone.
All right. Yeah, as you can see, we have a new sponsor here at the Truth Brothers. And because of these great sponsors, this is why everything on the Truth Brothers is free. You will be able to get us on iTunes. You can get us off of Facebook, and you, of course, can get us off of Blog Talk Radio, where you can take us and put us on your phone, put us on your iPod, take us anywhere. We are everywhere. You can hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. Yeah, I don't think my partner knew that we had a new sponsor today.
I just tuned in. Oh, God. Where can you get a bag of busted nuts?
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm supposed to be professional right now. I am. I do apologize, man, but that caught me off guard.
Corn nuts.
Yep. Why would, yep. If, have you ever been in the crib just busting nuts?
Okay.
You know, you.
If you heard the commercial, you understand. That's the theme song of my life right now. Oh, God. Keeps the kids back. Anyway,
all right, let's get to our second hour topic. And we call this Christmas Around the World. You know, of course, this is Christmas Eve. And matter of fact, you know, we do appreciate you letting us into your homes, on your computers, on your radios. You letting us in on Christmas Eve. I know this is a time that family huddle together and celebrate, and we definitely appreciate you letting us into your homes at this time. Yeah. So we just wanted to do a little, just have a little fun with Christmas and the way that it's celebrated around the world, because it's celebrated in different ways. Everybody don't do it the way we do it, believe it or not.
No doubt. Actually, it's a group of Dutch people that do not celebrate Christmas the way we do.
That's right.
Get a load of this. Black Peter, popular amongst Dutch at Christmas. Let me repeat that. Blackface, and it's a guy named Black Peter, popular amongst Dutch at Christmas. See, the Dutch citizens dress up as Black Pete for the holidays in the Netherlands. Everyone is quite aware of the Christmas character known as Black Pete. Now, I don't know if you guys know who Black Pete is.
I know who Black Pete was, but I thought he rode with CL Smooth. But whatever.
There it
is. Ahead.
Right.
Thank you. I've been all week. Try to fish.
Okay. He's okay. But get a load of who Black Pete is.
Yeah.
Black Pete,
okay.
He's a little African slave who helps out Santa Claus.
Well, there you go. And Jerry Sandusky likes him a whole lot.
Yeah, he works for me. Ba-doom-doom-doom.
All right.
No, none of that. No.
According to the Dutch tradition, Black Pete is responsible for carrying a book full of the names of naughty children, which you know he can't read because he's a slave. But along with a rod and a sack to take to bad children.
So he helps to do the discipline.
Yeah, he takes the bad children away.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know, now see, this is funny because I'm telling you, a lot of cultures, especially in Europe, has this thing about Santa hanging out with the brothers, that the brothers
were supposed to be like helping
them, whatever.
Like
yeah, just
yeah.
Just the Black Pete is just I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, but it's supposedly now the Dutch people they get blackface. They put the blackface on. It's the picture will be up on Truth Brothers website after the show.
Right.
But there's a picture of a group of Dutch people with blackface, red lips, and they're saying, "Hey, we're Black Pete," but they put a twist to it and said that the reason he's black is because he's from coming down the chimney.
So he's actually a white guy, but he's in black because he come down the chimney and the soot gets on him.
Yeah, and
I'm not
black
buying
Pete.
That. But
yeah.
Yet he used to be a slave. Nope, that's called let's clean this up.
It's
the 20th century. We got to clean this up or stop doing it.
Yeah, and we have to. Hey, nothing's getting this blackface off me. I like it.
Yeah, how do you feel about the blackface? Because I don't like that.
I don't like it at all. I have a black face,
but just the fact of the slave assistance ain't really working.
Right.
For me. But that's a common theme that runs through this. You'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing about it is, why does he have a sack and a rod to take kids away? Are we kidnappers too?
You know what? You're being funny, but I remember as a kid, it used to be this side to Santa that said, if you got up and you came downstairs and you caught Santa putting toys under the tree or whatever, doing his thing, right, that he was supposed to turn around and blow ash in your eyes.
And then, yep.
To teach you to keep your behind in bed while I do what I do. Right.
But, yeah, Santa gets his claws. But, no, I don't really see, the thing is traditions. And I have to go with traditions right now because this is, from what I read, this is a tradition amongst the Dutch people.
Right.
Are we wrong for asking them to stop a tradition that they had or have? Because we take it as offense, even though it's a story that they grew up on.
Hey, yeah, I think it's appropriate to ask them to stop, but that don't mean they're going to do it. I mean, if you want to ask that question, ask any Native American about Columbus Day, because they're definitely not crazy about that holiday and those traditions. And yet
we continue to barbecue.
So, you know, traditions are a hard thing to break. You get into that. There's a tradition of flying the Confederate flag.
Oh, yeah. You heard about the college student that petitioned to have the Confederate flag. Black college student.
I was about to say, yeah, and the twist on it is he's a Negro. And I said Negro. He ain't black. He's a Negro.
Yep, slaves. But, no, actually, man.
Well, he's probably volunteering to go down the chimney, too, and help Santa out.
Yep. I don't see what's the problem. We're doing our job, and he's paying us wealthy. But no, I have a problem with their tradition. I do have a problem with that and the way that they're going about it. I think there's a way you can do Black Pete, and I'm putting my air quotes up, people. There's a way you can do Black Pete without the black face. That's all I'm saying.
Get a black guy, and then you still cornered into the, well, why is he here with Santa? But there's another culture who amended theirs. We'll get on them in a few minutes. It's another culture that amended theirs because of the slave thing and the black. They tried to find a politically correct way around it, but we'll be getting into that later.
So, and then on top of that, not only do you got the people with the tradition of Black Pete, but you also got people who do not like Xmas.
Yes, because we just got in trouble for that.
We got in trouble for Xmas. And the thing is, I want to know if you feel like it's a big deal. It's not like you're saying X-ing out Christ, or as people put it. I don't take it as that. It's just some people.
It started off as just an abbreviation for Christmas.
Exactly. So why are people taking it to a point where it's like now? Because truth be told, Truth be told, Christmas isn't about Christ now. Nowadays, people
commercial Christmas. I mean, matter of fact, again, I hope the guy who didn't like who said that about us in Xmas, I hope you're listening to the show, man, because we definitely value you as a listener. And you know, give us a call 818-514-1202. Give us a call and tell us where we're going wrong with this, because I don't see it. I mean, if that's the case, if you got a problem with Christ and Christmas, you should have a problem with Santa Claus.
You should.
And if your problem is with Santa Claus, it's not with us, because Santa Claus has been doing this long before us.
Before we got on here.
Right.
So, that's the thing. And I want to.
If you got a problem with that, how can you take your kids to go see Santa Claus?
How can you sit them on that man's lap? How can you take that picture? How can you go buy gifts and say that Santa bought them? That's the whole thing. If Christmas is truly about Christ, which that's cool, but let it be about Christ. Let your way of thinking carry you through this season. That's all I'm saying. I'm gonna leave it at that. But I don't necessarily.
You do understand that this time of year is shared with a bunch of different other cultures who don't do Christmas per se. But
you got Hanukkah. Kwanzaa.
Right. It should be about the spirit of getting along, the spirit of love for your fellow brother, whether they do this or not, whatever it is,
right.
The point of giving to those, to me, it's the point of giving to those who are less fortunate. I mean, what we do usually around this time of year is we participate in a lot of coat drives,
right,
and food giveaways for the less fortunate,
right. And I'm that's to me this is what this. I don't necessarily look at it at what somebody's celebrating or whatever the you know happy holidays or whatever you say or whatever. It doesn't affect me. To me, the what I get out of this is the fact that my family's here, the fact
exactly.
that I'm around my family, the fact that I can still see my family, the fact that I'm going to actually leave here and go be with my family.
Right.
On, I don't consider this necessarily just Christmas Eve. It's just the time around my family. That's what's most important to me. The gifts don't really matter to me, as, you know, and the fact that I do enjoy seeing the smile and your kids' face light up when they get certain things, and you know my nephews and everybody like that. I like seeing that, and it's just to me. I don't look at a Santa Claus when I see that. I don't look at a religion when I see that. I look at happiness altogether when I see that.
Right,
and that's just what's important
right.
to me.
And like I say, and then if someone's got a problem with Xmas and Santa Claus,
please give us
a call.
I mean,
who has a problem with a black Santa Claus? Do you have a problem with black Santa Claus? Well, what about you, Candace?
I do. You know,
I have a problem with Santa Claus. Period. But
okay,
it's
well,
be discussed in
yeah,
the
this is something from my man Dave Chappelle, and I kind of like the way he put this. Everybody, check this out.
You can't help it. If you're an American, you're a racist. We brought up from the beginning to think in generalizations. We never look at the individual. We rarely look at the individual. I'm a racist. I know I'm a racist. You know how I know? The other day I caught myself being racist against myself. There's so much shit going on, I got mixed up. Forgot whose team I was on and shit. One time I was reading the paper, man, this story came on about this guy was suing a department store because they wouldn't let him play Santa Claus, you know, because he's black. And I was actually, like, relieved when the department store beat him. That's bad. But I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't ready for the idea of a black Santa Claus, man. That shit would suck. So we wouldn't get our presents till the 28th, 29th. Ah! Sorry, I'm late, kid. Santa got caught up with some pussy in Vegas. I had to sell some toys to get back. Yeah. Where them cookies at?
Good old Dave.
You can always count on Dave.
Always count on the bell.
Oh,
but I always thought that. I kind of always thought that too. That you know, if you had a black Santa, you know, he might.
But you mean if you want to be real with you about Santa?
Yeah.
You want to be really real with you about Santa?
Be
though?
Really real, son.
Man, try to take out my father, man.
Real talk. Say word, man.
Say word. Try to take out my father. No, it's please. But. Nah, that's inside Dave. Y'all get it. But anyway, though, I don't. You know, I was brought up thinking that Santa was. But I think we got a call on the line. Carla, what's your name?
No, hold on. Yep, Carla, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name? And there they go, and they just left. So they had something to say, and then they said, "The hell with it. Look, don't be scared of the Truth Brothers. We're not gonna bite you."
Nah. Carla's back.
818. Let me slow it down. 818-514-1202 Truth Brothers Radio.
That's
we
right.
love you.
We
That's
love
how
you.
We finish.
That's right. That's why we just gave you Black Santa.
Yeah, no doubt. But all in all, man, I don't necessarily have a. I was brought up believing in a white Santa. I don't. It does. But the thing was, I didn't get swept up in the color thing as a you know as a kid, and I didn't get swept up in the whole Santa's white and he does it. It was the magic of the season. I knew then that it never did it for me though, man.
Right.
The fact
right.
that I'm sitting on this guy's lap and hey, what's happening, man? I'm
yeah,
we did it. I was a kid. We did.
Well,
I think nothing wrong with that.
Well, everybody except for Candace, we found out in an earlier show that Candace was at 3 years old just busting the bubble.
Yeah,
just killing kids.
Just letting y'all know, she had a special pen for Christmas. Yep, just letting you know, pop. Santa don't live anymore. He's dead. Yes, it happened.
Like hip hop.
Sorry to all the children that I've hurt.
And he's
in my
Muslim.
Past.
He's a Muslim. That's why he eats the reindeer. Keeps the
wow.
deer meat going.
Right. But yeah, I mean, yeah, the Black Santa. For me, in a lot of things, you don't have to make a character black just to appease me. It don't have to be. A harmless example is when they made that Daredevil movie, and they made the Kingpin black. They had Michael Clark Duncan play the Kingpin, and that didn't move. That wasn't going to be the tipping point to make me go see the movie. Oh Lord, Michael Clark Duncan is the Kingpin.
I can see him.
It's an established character. You don't have to make him black to appease me.
And that's the thing. Like it's kind of stereotypical. I know I'm not going to go off top. It's kind of stereotypical because it's like you look at what I think the black man supposed to stand for, or whatever. And in my vision, I see Michael Clark. He's big. He's angry looking, and da 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 da. So he can look at the Kingpin. But if you take that vision and put that in Santa Claus, there's going to be a problem. So I think we have a call on the line.
Cool. Yeah, we got a call on the line. Hey, caller, you on with the Truth Brothers? What's your name?
Hey, what's going on? This is Ramon of Detroit, y'all. How y'all doing today?
What's going on,
bro? How you doing out there in Motown, baby?
Man, so first of all, we celebrating because, you know, Detroit, the Lions just made the playoffs. You know, we won.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, man.
This was a time of peace.
And you calling the True Buzz, True Bear fans, coming up here with your Lion Bulls.
but the thing is, I'm originally from Buffalo, New York. So, you know, we gave Tebow the business, you know. So, you know.
There you go.
Well, I'm happy about that.
Yeah, you know.
Wait. Buffalo, are you trying to take credit for the Brady?
What do you mean?
Oh, Brady put Tebow in his place.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, so you just claiming everybody
there you
right
go,
now?
There.
You crossed the board.
No. I'm a born and raised red blooded New Yorker. I'm always gonna be red blooded, New York. But I've been in Detroit for going on 10 years, man. But this is my home. I'm going to heaven from Detroit.
Your home away from home. I got you. What's going on with you though, man?
Yo, first of all, man, first time listener, enjoying the show, man. And
thank you.
We appreciate
thank you very much,
that, man. Thank you for the love. We really appreciate
that's
that.
All right.
And you know, I it's funny because I'm a devout Christian, but I ain't got no problem with Santa Claus. You know, my thing is, you know, to each his own. You know, if you into Santa, you know, I ain't got no beef with it. You know,
right.
You know, but someone like you know. Like Takara with Santa Claus, you know, with the massive double D's and all that up under that red suit. I ain't mad at her. You know what I mean?
Man, I like more hard.
I like to unwrap that gift for real, man.
There you go.
All right. Gotta,
hey, I wouldn't mind it under my tree either.
I mean,
I'm
you can
saying.
Keep you can keep your Beyonce. Let me get Jill Scott, man.
You are going to become a favorite of the show in a minute, man.
Yes,
you know. You know, I don't. I've been working hard all day. I don't need a hot dog. I need a grade A, you know, USDA pine cut steak. You know what I mean? That's how I do my thing. You know?
We can hear the New York coming out you right now.
Now. You know, I'm peeping out Candace. Yo, she a hottie. What's up, man? Come up across Lake Michigan. Hang out with me in Detroit sometime. You know what I mean? Let's make it happen.
Good,
you know.
Good.
All right.
You know, but check it. Love the show, man. Y'all definitely got a fan, you know. And if y'all get a chance, make sure y'all, you know, because I'm a Blog Talk host myself. So make sure y'all join the Blog Talk Radio personality group on Facebook where we can network together, promote. It's about 100 strong in that group. Nothing but Blog Talk hosts.
We will be doing that tomorrow.
Yes,
promise.
Yeah. So just go to Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio personality directory on Facebook. Do that today, all right? And I'm already following y'all on Twitter. So, man, great things for y'all in 2012, man. Y'all got a fan in Detroit. We'll be checking y'all every chance I get. Every time y'all on live, we'll be listening to y'all, all right? Y'all be blessed.
All right.
Appreciate the love, man.
Thank you.
Thanks
thank
a
you
lot.
Much.
And this Christmas, man, I want you to go down to the store. I want you to go get your bag of corn nuts and a Jill Scott CD and bust a nut, bro.
Oh man, that's right, man. That is love.
That is love. I mean, I appreciate that. We're definitely going to do that tomorrow. We're going to take care of that tomorrow.
So check us out, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. Candace is getting love in Detroit.
Where's the lady love for Jizzle? Where's my love, ladies?
All right, 818-514-1202. Jizzle is over here feeling a little bit dejected. Why don't somebody give him a call and lift his spirit?
That's all I'm saying. I'm sure I have a fan of three out there. I'm going to start my own page. Charlie got angels. How come Devon can't have demons? That's all I'm saying. Devon's demons.
You got demons.
Oh.
Yeah, you got demons.
Oh. That's where we at?
We just going to put me out there?
No, we not going to put you out there.
No, you want to talk about it? Let's talk about it.
We're sticking to Santa Claus. Matter of fact, we're going to stay in Europe, and I got a little spot here for everybody to listen to, and this is about how another part of Europe celebrates
good old Christmas.
That's right. So check it out.
When do you open your Christmas presents is another good question, as I think it explains a lot about national character. People who traditionally open gifts on Christmas Eve seem a bit more pious and family-oriented than those who wait until Christmas morning. They go to Mass, open presents, eat a late meal, return to church the following morning, and devote the rest of the day to eating another big meal. Gifts are generally reserved for children, and the parents tend not to go overboard. It's nothing I'd want for myself. But I suppose it's fine for those who prefer food and family to things of real value. In France and Germany, gifts are exchanged on Christmas Eve, while in the Netherlands, the children open their presents on December 5th, in celebration of St. Nicholas Day. It sounded sort of quaint until I spoke to a man named Oscar, who filled me in on a few of the details as we walked from my hotel to the Amsterdam train station. Unlike the jolly, obese American Santa, St. Nicholas is painfully thin and dresses not unlike the Pope, topping his robes with a tall hat resembling an embroidered tea cozy. The outfit, I was told, is a carryover from his former career when he served as the Bishop of Turkey. I'm sorry, I said. But could you repeat that? One doesn't want to be too much of a cultural chauvinist, but this seemed completely wrong to me. For starters, Santa didn't used to do anything. He's not retired, and more importantly, he has nothing to do with Turkey. It's too dangerous there, and the people wouldn't appreciate him. When asked how he got from Turkey to the North Pole, Oscar told me with complete conviction that St. Nicholas currently resides in Spain, which again is simply not true. While he could probably live wherever he wanted, Santa chose the North Pole specifically because it is harsh and isolated. No one can spy on him, and he doesn't have to worry about people coming to the door. Anyone can come to the door in Spain, and in that outfit, he'd most certainly be recognized. On top of that, aside from a few pleasantries, Santa doesn't speak Spanish. Hello, how are you? Can I get you some candy? Fine, he knows enough to get by. But he's not fluent, and he certainly doesn't eat tapas. While our Santa flies in on a sled, the Dutch version arrives by boat and then transfers to a white horse. The event is televised, and great crowds gather at the waterfront to greet him. I'm not sure if there's a set date, but he generally docks in late November and spends a few weeks hanging out and asking people what they want. Is it just him alone, I asked, or does he come with some backup? Oscar's English was close to perfect, but he seemed thrown by a term normally reserved for police reinforcement. Helpers, I said. Does he have any elves? Maybe I'm just overly sensitive, but I couldn't help but feel personally insulted when Oscar denounced the very idea as, quote, grotesque and unrealistic. Elves, he said. They're just so silly. The words silly and unrealistic were redefined when I learned that St. Nicholas travels with what was consistently described as 6 to 8 black men. I asked several Dutch people to narrow it down, but none of them could give me an exact number. It was always 6 to 8, which seems strange considering they've had hundreds of years to get a decent head count. The 6 to 8 black men were characterized as personal slaves until the mid-1950s, when the political climate changed and it was decided that instead of being slaves, they were just good friends. I think history has proven that something usually comes between slavery and friendship. A period of time marked not by cookies and quiet hours by the fire, but by bloodshed and mutual hostility. They have such violence in the Netherlands, but rather than duking it out amongst one another, Santa and his former slaves decided to take it out in the public. In the early years, if a child was naughty, St. Nicholas and the 6 to 8 black men would beat him with what Oscar described as the small branch of a tree. A switch? Yeah, he said, that's it. They'd kick him and beat him with a switch. Then if the youngster was really bad, they'd put him in a sack and take him back to Spain. Wait a minute, St. Nicholas would kick you? Well, not anymore, Oscar said. Now he just pretends to kick you. He considered this to be progressive, but in a way I think it's almost more perverse than the original punishment. I'm going to hurt you, but not really. How many times have we fallen for that line? The fake slap invariably makes contact, adding the elements of shock and betrayal to what had previously been plain old-fashioned fear. What kind of a Santa spends his time pretending to kick people before stuffing them into a canvas sack? Then, of course, you've got the 6 to 8 former slaves who could potentially go off at any moment. This, I think, is the greatest difference between us and the Dutch. While a certain segment of our population might be perfectly happy with the arrangement, if you told the average white American that 6 to 8 nameless black men would be sneaking into his house in the middle of the night, he would barricade the doors and arm himself with whatever he could get his hands on. 6 to 8, did you say? In the years before central heating, Dutch children would leave their shoes by the fireplace, the promise being that unless they planned to beat you, kick you, or stuff you into a sack, St. Nicholas and the 6 to 8 black men would fill your clogs with presents. Aside from the threats of violence and kidnapping, it's not much different than hanging your stockings from the mantle. Now that so few people actually have a working fireplace, the Dutch are instructed to leave their shoes beside the radiator, furnace, or space heater. St. Nicholas and the 6 to 8 black men arrive on horses, which jump from the yard onto the roof. At this point, I guess they either jump back down and use the door, or stay put and vaporize through the pipes and electrical cords. Oscar wasn't too clear about the particulars, but really, who can blame him? We have the same problem with our Santa. He's supposed to use a chimney, but if you don't have one, he still manages to come through. It's best not to think about it that hard. While 8 flying reindeer are a hard pill to swallow, our Christmas story remains relatively dull. Santa lives with his wife in a remote polar village and spends one night a year traveling around the world. If you're bad, he leaves you coal. If you're good and live in America, he'll give you just about anything you want.
Truth Brothers Radio. Yep, that calls 6 to 8 black men from David Sedaris.
Well.
Yeah, well, hey.
I thought it was a porn name for a porn movie or something. 6 to 8 black men.
Yikes.
Wow. That's messed up.
Yikes, it really is.
That's really messed up. No, but that just shows you, man, like the common thread with Black Pete.
Yeah.
And the taking the kids where you can see in Europe that Santa Claus would whoop a kid. That's just, hey, he would get it.
That's
in.
That is.
And you ain't acting right. No need the cold. Yeah, forget the cold. He got whips and a bunch of men that'll just stomp a kid.
Why get a cold when you can get a Knox?
There you go. Well, I tell you what, let's go into this commercial break, and then we'll be back with more Truth Brothers Radio.
Yes, sir.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Aston King, Lutheran dreams. The young Denzel, the way I move through scenes. I'm like a preacher that once was a fiend. A story of change that came with wings. Pretty as the skyline, the sky is my ally. Son of the most over up high.
Truth Brothers Radio.
If you join the Army, you'll get an education unlike any other. Every single day, people will try and kill you. That'll teach you lessons you'll never learn in school. Improvised explosive devices, snipers, suicide bombers. That's why there's never been a better time to enlist. In the Navy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now them poor grunts are eating sand in the 130-degree heat. We're catching cool breezes on the big ships, learning mad skills, and getting some. That's right. Navy's co-ed, baby. Our lady sailors bathe every day in co-ed showers. I ain't lying. Hell, out here with the big guns, we can practically guarantee you won't die. Unless you party too hard. Call your Navy recruiter today. We'll pay for college, and it won't cost you an arm and a leg. Navy. Because joining the Army is just stupid.
You're the fuck getting us!
Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back, and I'm ready to join the Navy.
Didn't know they was getting it in like
Man,
that in the Navy.
I didn't know. The Army's just stupid.
They're just stupid. Hey, they just say, hey, and we got Osama.
Yeah.
The Navy got him.
Yeah.
Navy back that bird.
Yep. Y'all go over there and do the grunt work. We'll just come in for the glory.
There you go.
I got you. And this portion of Truth Brothers is brought to you by Jizzle's Hand Patties and Fruit Punch.
There you go. And Thor's Hammers. Hammers built for God.
Yeah.
Now, with that out of the way, let's go and get back into Santa Claus. And the different he gets around, man.
Yeah.
He gets around.
So you think that people will have a problem with an Asian Santa Claus, man?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
In America? Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Really?
Well, you have to think about those people who have a problem with black Santa Claus that you see in the mall, you know?
Like Dave Chappelle.
Right. But I think us that have a problem. I mean, no. I don't think we have a problem. But I'm just saying, my thing is, why? It's a myth to begin with. But the myth is
really?
Just supposed to be white.
Really? Well,
yeah.
I mean, but it's not just how the myth is supposed to be.
Thing.
It's how it's
when
evolved.
When you were coming up, and you saw pictures of Santa Claus, what color was he?
He was white. He was white.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if I saw a black one,
same
I would.
Thing with Jesus. I mean, you know,
you went
a lot of people. Well,
yeah,
I mean,
there you go.
Just,
it's Christmas. Isn't Christ
yeah.
in my mask?
Right. There
I'm,
you
I'm
go.
Just being
let's,
honest.
Let's,
a lot of people don't, you know, are not.
Don't want to acknowledge that
I
he's black.
It.
People from the Caucasian persuasion.
Not just the Caucasian persuasion.
Well, okay.
There's some black churches. If you bring black Jesus up in there,
well,
you seen that Good Times episode.
Oh, yeah.
You saw that Good Times
God,
episode.
God, thank you, JJ, for painting black
there,
Jesus.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hobo
yeah.
Florida.
Hall.
Yeah, Florida was not going to be happy till black Jesus was out that house.
And then Michael had to school him up like, no. If you look in your Bible that you read, skin of bronze, hair
yeah.
wool. What
and
is
then,
that?
And then what did she do? She took that Bible, smacked him in the mouth, and said, now go study.
White.
Yeah, yeah, but that's it. It's cute. I get it. The Christ mask.
Well, you know, we won't even go there because I don't think people are really ready for that conversation.
No, we're not going to do it. This is Christmas Eve. I am enjoying the time. I'm enjoying my people. I'm enjoying my company. There you go.
818-514-1202. Go ahead and give us a call. I mean, we done had a call from Beantown to Motown. Come on. Who's coming up next?
Chi-Town. No, but and just call in and get your views on Christmas all together. Do you believe that the holiday should be kept holy, the holy day, or should it just be about your family and the kids, or is it a combination of both?
Right. So especially that guy who didn't like us putting Xmas on the come on and give us a call, man, and tell us how you feel. This is not about an argument of right or wrong. The True Brothers are here to hear. This is where you tell your truth.
Exactly.
That's what we put on.
That's
the this is where you tell your truth.
This is
come
true
on.
For all brothers, sisters,
whoever.
Kings,
come on,
queens,
yep.
Sons,
say what you
moons,
got. Say what
whatever.
You got to say.
Yeah, we enjoy it. This, let me tell you something. Truth Brothers Radio isn't really for us, man. It's for y'all.
That's
because
right.
This is we take it as we want to say things that you want to say, that
that's
you
right.
feel like should be said, that isn't being said, it's not being said. Just how I feel.
That's right. We're doing this for y'all, and we're doing it for free because we're not asking y'all to pay anything.
Yeah.
We're doing this for the love.
And the fact that it's real, I know we're getting off that, man, but the fact that the love that we're getting, man, is
so well, man.
Y'all don't know, man. Really, really appreciate love that we're getting, the support, and this is for everybody, man. From top to bottom, man, really, really appreciate just the listens and the
that's
word
right.
of mouth and people just passing us on to other people. And we're going to get these Truth Brothers shirts and put them up for sale, too. But it's just, man.
We're not going to even put them up for sale yet. But next year, at some point next year, you will have a chance to get a Truth Brothers shirt.
Yeah, no doubt.
You will.
Yeah, so just first off, man, and let's just kick it off with the whole back to what I was saying, actually. The Xmas, like I know we're getting off topic.
No,
but it's
that's
just,
not. That's
but
still, that's
the
still
Xmas
it.
Is just it's. I don't necessarily when I first saw the Xmas, I never looked at it as X and out Christ. I never looked at it like that.
Well, I was little. I just knew it was an abbreviation for Christmas, so it never bothered me. But I think a lot of this thing against Xmas kind of evolves from, you know, this time every year, Bill O'Reilly goes on this phony rant against a supposed war on Christmas.
Why?
That's part of his shtick. That's part of what he do around
okay.
this time of year. It's always
whatever.
Fox News go on this. It's a supposed war on Christmas, and that's because they don't want to acknowledge Kwanzaa. They don't want to acknowledge Hanukkah or what have you, anything else during the year. They don't want to see it. It's supposed to be all about Christmas. But like I say, at the same time, if you're going to say that, then how can you be cool with Santa Claus?
True.
Because Santa Claus, I mean, if we're going to be 100 with it, Santa Claus overshadows Jesus during Christmas.
During the Christmas.
Like, he casts a way larger shadow than.
Right.
Santa Claus is an easier way for you to push products.
Right.
Again,
yeah.
if you tried to use Jesus to push material products, Jesus wasn't about materialism.
Not at all.
It wasn't. So it would be hard to tell Jesus to sell a super soaker.
You never called Jesus in Jordan. That's all
right.
I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah, and the thing about that is, Jesus with a super soaker. Boy, the jokes that just popped in my head. I can't say that. But my thing is, so is it the religion of money? Because if this season isn't being pushed to, you know, people aren't really pushing the churches. You don't, if you go on, you turn on your TV right now, it's just toys, Christmas,
absolutely.
Target, Walmart, TVs,
everything. Right.
That's what these companies, you know, so, I think it's company propaganda, you know,
so,
to
true.
Get people to come
true.
Out.
And, I mean, look at the Best Buy commercials. All of the Best Buy commercials have centered around this year about if you come and buy your gift at Best Buy, you are not only competing with Santa, you're topping Santa.
Yeah.
So all the commercials
like the
are these people who are topping, doing better than Santa by going to Best Buy and buying expensive electronics.
And you're not doing better. And no, we can't have you doing better than Jesus. But
it's right.
Jesus
again,
day.
But again, right. Jesus ain't going. I can't see how you can get Jesus to push a flashing TV.
I can. But I can
tell you, but don't go there.
Oh, I got.
You can see.
Yeah, Jesus pushing the Lexus truck.
Really?
What is it?
The season of reason. You see Jesus pushing a Lexus.
Oh, yeah.
A Lexus bubble.
Oh, yeah, dog. And I got the commercials, but we can't go there. Hey, Granny. Hey, Popo. How y'all doing?
Oh, that's why you. Okay, I got you.
I can't.
Power, reindeer power, huh?
Yeah, I guess. Well, I guess. I mean, yeah, I guess you could try. I don't think it would work too well. I think it would offend too many people. I really do. I think it would be a tremendous backlash against that.
That's crazy though, because it's not about. It's about him. It's supposedly about him.
Right, which is why I think it's in poor taste to try to have him push an iPod.
Why?
Because I don't think Jesus would have rocked an iPod, I guess. I don't know.
But, okay,
then
well,
again,
then take
I don't
the
know.
Gifts
all the way around.
But, that's the religion
that's
of
the
money.
Whole point. That's what Santa Claus is for.
Right.
Santa Claus
is your money.
I mean, let TV tell it. Santa Claus make Benzes in the back of his shop.
Chevys. Yeah, you see,
he sells
Chevy.
But he makes Benzes in the back of his shop.
Yeah, I work here, but I sell these.
Right.
Yep, I also sell your Fishman. I also sell Fierceman washing machines.
McPherson's.
But I don't understand. I mean, people, I'm going to be honest with you. This is just coming from one half of the truth, brother. This is just my personal opinion. Take the religion. And even not just the religion, but take the Santa Claus and all of this out of these days. Just spend it with your family. Don't argue with your people. I don't think you can.
But part of the whole thing about this day is for the children, and you push this, and the whole part is to buy into it and let the kids go to sleep. I mean, come on, you was a kid.
Yeah.
I was a kid. I remember the magic of going to bed waiting for Santa. Every kid should remember that.
Or experience
who did
it?
Who's done it? Right. Who's done it? Remembers that. I remember one time, man. My younger sister, she would get so nervous that she couldn't sleep, so she would have to sleep with me. We were little kids, very little kids.
Right.
Before anybody try to go West Virginia, no, we were very little kids. And one night, you know, we couldn't sleep. We talking about all the toys, blah blah this, blah blah that. And this car pull up, and we look out the window. This limo pull up. And Santa gets out of this limo and goes into the house across the street. Well, little kid's logic, you know, the whole magic of the year is designed to disconnect your logic button. We freaked out. Oh, my God, that was Santa going to them. We jumped into the bed and forced ourselves to sleep.
Right. So he don't know we up.
Right.
Santa don't have a sleigh this
year. Right, because they'll tell you that, you know, if Santa knows you up, if he knows you up, he's not going to come to your house because he don't want to be seen. So,
I got you.
I remember one time, man, my parents went to a Christmas party and left us with my grandmother. And my grandmother proceeds to torment us, saying, well, you know, y'all over here now, and hell, Santa's probably going to come to your house and don't see y'all and think you moved and not leave anything. That just sent us into a straight panic.
Take us home now.
That sent us into
a plan. We got 3 hours.
Right, so they go to the party. They don't come back till 3 in the morning. They pick us up at we are in a straight panic. Because we like, no, it's 3 in the morning. We know he's been here and gone. He's on the other side of the world right now. What's going to happen to us?
Well, I don't know.
I'm just saying
wow.
That. But that's just one of, but I mean, looking back now, that's one of the fond memories I have of Christmas.
I got you that.
So,
but
if
a kid hasn't experienced that, though, I'm going to be honest with you. This is just my opinion. I would love, I mean, my kids have experienced it already, but I would much rather them enjoy the time of being with their family, because Santa will be here forever.
Your family won't. I'm with you. That was episode 2. That's why I'm not trying to go back.
Yeah, I got
that way.
You. I'm just saying.
I don't do it now, and I didn't have my kids do it. But
nah.
I'm just saying the memories I have of that time, and just for people who do it, I don't want to sit there
because
I don't do it and say that
y'all
shouldn't do it.
No,
so I'm trying to give you stories of, hey, if you do it, that's your business, and that's cool.
That's what I'm saying. I loved my time with the Santa Claus. I loved, not with him, but I loved my time just indulging in the magic of this holiday. I love it. It's just amazing how this season gets blown up for like a month and a half.
All right.
But Kwanzaa, no. Hanukkah, no. They don't blow these up.
First off, let's get something straight. The Jewish people are not sitting there depending on us to blow up their time. They take care of Hanukkah themselves.
Yeah, no
so
doubt.
They not worried about it.
They
and
at the bank looking at the money.
Right. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Come on, man.
We rating. Come on.
Okay. Here we go.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the inappropriate comments that were. But damn it, sorry.
Hmm.
Okay, that minute of anti-Semitism was brought to you by on the real, man. I just, you know, it should be, if you I celebrate Kwanzaa, so it's incumbent on me to blow the holiday up, as you put it. I take care of that, and I don't have to push the holiday on anybody else. I get
you
around
feel like
those.
Christmas has to be pushed on.
No,
people?
No. Well, Christmas is pushed on people.
I know that's what I'm saying.
As soon as Halloween is over, it's Christmas time.
Right, I got you. That's what I'm saying. So,
yeah.
I mean,
but
do you
that's,
think everybody,
that's
see,
because
not
of
Halloween. As soon as October hits,
right? That's because of commercial. I mean, hey, companies got to make their profits, so they are going to, you know.
So you
make
feel like
sure
this,
that,
let me. Do you feel like this is the only holiday that will cross the color barrier?
What do you mean?
Because I mean, like, do you feel like because Kwanzaa, Black holiday? I mean, Black people celebrate Kwanzaa. But Black and white people celebrate Christmas. So that's why this is getting pushed so hard, because you can't push the Black holiday
and
expect
that's
white
America.
People to buy.
The only
no.
color I think is controlling this is green.
Yeah. If you want to get that deep into it, I mean, Thanksgiving crosses all the color lines. It's definitely an American holiday. 4th of July. It's not that many militant brothers that just ain't gonna barbecue. It's not.
No, I got you, but
it's not. But and then wait. Halloween. Halloween is another one. It's enough holidays that
but
just
combined.
Crosses.
Do they rank in Christmas money?
No, but it's not designed to. It depends on that industry. I mean, if you make candy, Halloween and Valentine's Day is your moneymaker.
I think Christmas capitalizes.
Oh, it does. But
yeah, that's what
but all holidays because of the time and the season. Because some people Christmas shop all the way in the summer.
True, but all I'm saying is when you got particular industries, the candy companies depend on Halloween and Valentine's Day. That's a fact.
Right.
Christmas, Easter, and Sweetest Day is just the icing on the cake. But that ain't gonna but Halloween and Valentine's Day gets them over the top. That's their profit margin.
As far as the
candy, as far as candy comes, right? That's
right.
Why I was just
but I'm
saying
thinking,
them specifically.
Right, them specifically. But I'm thinking about on a larger scale, all the other manufacturers who are trying to get their fourth quarter profits in.
Right.
The
I mean, if you're a toy company, this is your time.
Toys,
electronics,
cars.
But
you know,
but like you said, electronics
even
also.
Candy.
Yeah, but like
candy.
You said, electronics also sprinkles in football season. Football season and television goes hand in hand now.
Yeah, yeah,
just like cars and beer and football season. Cars and football season.
But by far, television is the biggest, right now it's the biggest beneficiaries of football season. They just they know football and these HD TVs were just made for one another, and they push it very hard at this time of year. So I'm just talking about by their profit margin.
I got
that's
you.
All.
I see what you're saying. It makes
that's
a lot
all.
Of sense. I just was curious about that, man. I just feel like I don't think. I mean, this holiday should be on you. I mean, Kwanzaa should be on the person who represents, or Hanukkah, it should be on the person who represents that. But I feel like shouldn't every holiday around this season, because of what it's supposed to mean, get a fair share of the pie?
I think it depends on who you sending it to. I mean, I'm not Jewish. Hanukkah doesn't mean anything to me in that regard. I can appreciate the principles,
right?
And you know, I got respect for it, but it's not something I'm going to choose to celebrate in because I'm not Jewish. Just like I don't expect them to participate in Kwanzaa.
But don't you think the
you
fact
know
that
have
they,
respect?
But don't you think right? That's what I'm saying. But don't you think the fact that you're not Jewish, or if you were Jewish, the fact that they cramming Christmas down your throat might become offensive?
No, not at all. I don't think so. I think when you're into what you're into, you don't let something like that.
Like the media.
This isn't about shine. This is about expressing your culture and expressing the principles which you believe in. So I don't need to see Kwanzaa commercials to express that. That matter of fact, to me, that goes counter against what Kwanzaa is about for me.
Call any listeners out there, I mean, you know, who want to chime in on that, give us a call. We got about another 5-6 minutes on the show. Give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking.
818-514-1202. 818-514-1202. Let us know about how you feel about holidays altogether.
There you go. So let's pay a few bills, and then we'll get into the last segment of Truth Brothers. Truth Brothers Radio.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not.
Get the people going.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Oh, hilarious. Oh, hello. My name is Chocolate Getty, and I'm a pimp. That's what I do. Well, I only do two things really well in this world. One, take money from bitches. Two, I sell drugs to the community. But one day, I saw a scene that hurt my heart. A little child outside an orphanage asking me for a fix. Lips so cracked they look like the Grand Canyon. I gave the little one some lip balm, which I let her keep, cause she was nasty. Damn, damn, damn! Then I took her to Fight Smack in the orphanage, where they have all kinds of preschool drug counseling and methadone. Now I only do one thing well in this world, cause I don't sell the drugs no more.
Fighting smack in the orphanage.
Being here in America doesn't make you an American. Being born here in America doesn't make you an American. I don't see any American dream. I see an American nightmare. I'm one of the 42 million black people who are the victims of America.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back with the last segment of Truth Brothers. 818-514-1202 is the number.
Also hit us up on wewanttruth@att.net, and truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And finally, you can also check us out on Facebook and iTunes. We're standing by waiting for you.
And Twitter. And it's Truth Brothers everywhere.
That's right. We are everywhere.
Yeah, we getting there.
Good luck.
And this is the last segment, so we're going to go ahead and bring this puppy on home. But, I mean, it's Christmas Eve. I definitely thank everybody who let us into their homes this Christmas Eve. We definitely appreciate it because this is a time where a lot of families are together right now. And, you know.
And then it's still a time where a lot of families and people aren't as close as they should be aren't close as they should be. And, you know, True Brothers and they condolences out to all those people who are going through something. Also, man, remember, James Brown died tomorrow. We
That's
lost
right.
the Godfather soul
That's right.
on Christmas. So we want to
give
a shout out to the Brown.
That's right.
And just, you know, say what's up to him and hope everything, him and Mike go up there kicking it.
There you go. Having a dance off.
There you go.
So, hey, you know what? Maybe we should go ahead and take it on home with that when it's time. So
yeah, no problem.
Get
some little James Brown going on the way out,
there
man. That'll
go.
Be nice. But all in all, man, I am feeling this season. I can't wait. This is the thing, man. I cannot wait to be with my family right now, man. That's just
really.
I run
out of the studio and get on.
Run
home.
Out the studio with whatever.
Yeah, I plan on spending Christmas with my family tomorrow. Everybody's bringing the tradition. We all gonna have a good time. And that's what it's about to me. I love spending time with my family, man. I come from a very close family, and
that's good. That's good. Candace?
Yeah, same here.
All right.
Same here.
That's what's up. She's busy producing.
Yeah, she's over there producing.
Yeah, but but now that we're doing all this, everybody do their shopping? Let's be honest. Did you do your shopping?
Yeah, I paid the gas bill. Merry Christmas.
Amen to that.
Yep, look like Santa won't be coming down here because that chimney
right.
going to be hot.
That's right.
That's
I provided warmth, food, and shelter.
Yep, thanks for knocking out that mortgage.
Amen
That's
amen
right.
That.
Merry Christmas. Under the Christmas tree, you got the mortgage bill.
There you go.
Mortgage.
There you go.
Open this, baby. Oh, you shouldn't have, but I did. Now you can sleep in peace.
There you go. Right.
Candace, what about you? You do your shopping?
I I've done as much shopping as I'm gonna do.
All right, there it is.
You know, I was gonna get my wife something, but them Jordans came out, and I just said, hey, you know what? Who is she to tell me what to do?
Yep. Jordan brand Jordans. She don't own you,
right? This last portion of Proof Brothers has been brought to you by Jordan brand Jordans. Who is she to tell you what to do?
Yeah, okay.
We got a new sponsor.
Jordan Brand Jordan.
Because you got them kids anyway.
Really?
If you went there beating for Jordan, you are not worried about them children.
You're really not. You're not worried about
you
them.
You went and got pepper spray over gym dudes. You really think they was like, you know what? Child support? Jordan.
Well, you know what I'm picking. Kid, right. Jordan. Because Payless is everywhere.
Come on.
Oh, God, man. That is horrible.
You went to the mall to get your son a toy, right? He want Transformers, and you saw the new Jordans. So you went out and got Transfixers. Went out and got GoBots and decided to get some Jordan brand Jordan.
Building logs. You didn't
there
get
you
Legos.
Go. There
you
go.
Got build a log. Daddy, what is this? Shut up and look at my feet.
There you
How
go.
You like
oh,
them?
Wow.
Yeah.
Jordan brand Jordans, because that kid is going to tear a toy up anyway.
Yeah. Paper. Nature's gift for Christmas. Oh, man, this is good, man. Yeah. I enjoyed this, man. This is what I'm talking about.
Come on, man. Okay. I want everybody to be 100 real. We got 3 minutes left real quick. Telling me that when you were a kid, your parents got you everything you asked for. Because I remember asking for G.I. Joe and got Bushwick Jack. I remember that.
I don't even know what that was.
Yeah, it was 99 cents.
You know what? I remember one Christmas. One Christmas, this is during the Bulls playoff season. I mean, the Bulls run, and we had actually had the Dennis Rodman was on the squad, and I got the Jordan jersey, and my little brother got the Dennis Rodman jersey, and he was like, "Wait a minute, at least give me Scotty, because what I got to do with the worm? Worm rides around on a motorcycle naked with fingernails,
and he's playing Madonna,
right?" So, yeah, I mean, I can remember, I was just happy with a jersey one year, man. I wish I still had that jersey.
Right.
Like, it was an actual Michael Jordan jersey, and I loved that thing, man. Like, it was the best thing ever.
Right. I would ask Candace, but since she was popping bubbles so soon, we're going to just go ahead and...
Excuse me?
Well, did you ask for something for Christmas and got a knockoff?
No, actually, I was pretty content with whatever I got. I never had any real sucky gifts.
Instead of that easy bake oven, you got a new stove.
right.
Easy bake oven, hard baked cookies.
No, anytime I ask for anything, you know, my dad didn't really celebrate Christmas, so we need to do the.
Well, I guess so. Thing. Having you busting kids' dreams at three,
yeah. Yep, I'm mad at y'all because the way I'm living.
Well, I actually appreciate it, but. That's the show.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, if I wanted something, my aunts or my grandmother or anything like that, I would ask them, and they would get it for me. And
that's
not the knockoff. But,
right.
You know.
Okay.
Hey,
all right.
Thankful.
So I was the only one. But that's cool. I can live with that.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and get our thank yous out the way.
First off, man, we gotta give these what's ups to. First off, every love, everybody at my aunt's house. See y'all later.
Anthony Davis.
Anthony,
hey, we
AD23.
Hey.
Anthony Davis. Appreciate the love, man, that you gave us the other day. I love that. And he in Kentucky beat Loyola the other day, 87-63.
Good.
He still had a double-double. Man, you doing your thing, man.
That's
I'm proud
right.
of you, man.
That's
Do
right.
your thing. Also, get well, Armani. Special thanks to Rex Soward, Adam Thinks, Tyler Galato, College Humor, Ibram's World, Dave Chappelle, Corn Nuts, David Sanderis, Ben Black Dynamite, and we want to just thank all the callers for calling in.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. We definitely appreciate it, man. This has been absolutely terrific. I think this has been one of the best shows we done did so far.
I agree.
And we are loving the feedback that we're getting, and we definitely appreciate it a whole lot.
Yes, sir. That's it in a nutshell.
Make sure you tune in to next week's show, the final show of the new of 2011.
New Year's
That's
Eve.
That's right. Yeah, let us bring you into the – hey, don't go shooting. Spend your time with the Truth Brothers.
There you go.
But yeah, we're going to sign off, and we're going to let you know that if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers
– then the truth ain't in you.
Peace.
Two fingers.
Forget about Gary, Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto.